of our fine universities made a list, right?
Yes.
Creighton, is that it?
Creighton University. They're doing really well. So U.S. News and World Report came out with their annual rankings of America's top universities. And Creighton ranked 104th in national universities. So that's against
that's just
like
a straight number.
Right.
If you just ranked them, because they break them all down by different stripes and strata. But
okay.
The generic ranking, that's where they are?
Yeah, 104. But that's against, I mean, big dogs. I mean, so normally they'll like go down farther and they'll break it down by region. You know, best value. They're talking about, you know, it's a good value. 23rd, best teaching, best undergraduate teaching. University of Nebraska didn't fare as well as they did. They're like 138th. But the idea is that, you know, I mean, you can stay here locally and get a great, you know, great education and not have to even leave the state. The top ones, again, it's all Ivy League. Princeton beat out Harvard as the top university in the country this year. So it is.
Do you know how hard it is to get into those schools? They're breaking down. I mean, imagine
it's impossible.
The stress of starting over. Let's say you're some genius kid and you want to go to Princeton.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then the price tag.
So I'd have to literally have my parents give them a bunch of money and slide me in the back door.
That doesn't even work.
I don't even know for that. Yeah.
Talk to Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. All right. So congratulations, Creighton. I guess Nebraska can do well. I mean, did well. That's not bad. I guess.
Yeah, no. I mean,
anything better than last.
Yes, exactly.
That's a high bar.
Yeah.
But Creighton University, they were featured on two U.S. News and World Report lists of the top colleges in the country. So congratulations. Locally, we are looking at Nebraska finally got a kickoff time for their first Big Ten game. It's going to be 7 o'clock. Not this week, but the following week when they're on the road to Illinois. So this will be our first Big Ten. This Saturday, we meet Northern Illinois down at Memorial Stadium, and that's 7 o'clock kickoff.
Beat your Northern Illinois before your Illinois.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a lot of Illinois in 1 month.
I hope we go into that game Saturday night pretty angry.
I pray that
I mean,
we
I don't
do.
Know if you want to be Northern Illinois, but maybe... They watched the first two games, and they're like, we actually feel pretty good. But, I mean, we're due to tune somebody up. Martinez at home on his home court, feeling comfortable. We need to get that kid to just start galloping like a gazelle.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there, but
it's improved. Signs.
Improved a lot from game one, that's for sure. So Northern Illinois.
I think that
this weekend,
team was a little gassed at that higher elevation in the fourth quarter. That
well,
might
yes. have been. It is hard there. You forget about that, people, but that's a higher elevation. It's hard to walk, much less run four quarters, you know? So they probably were a tad bit gassed.
All Big right. Apple event today. Just, it's going to be soon, a couple hours away. It is when they're going to be unveiling all of their new products. Traditionally, it reveals new iPhones. A lot of the rumors circulating suggest that Apple will show off an improved camera capable of shooting ultra-wide shots.
So is this the big deal where they used to go out on the stage Jobs would wear a turtleneck and everyone would clap like barking seals? This is the big reveal party?
Mm-hmm. This is it.
This is iPhone 11 that's going to be unleashed. Say it again, it's going to be $1,000.
They all have been, though. I'm in the market, so.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, and they also are rolling out information about, you know, they're getting that new television subscription service. They're starting. They're throwing their hat in the ring, Apple Plus, which is expected to debut in November. So this fall, it really starts the streaming wars. I mean, so far we've had Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, but now Disney is getting into the game and apparently Apple as well. So it'll be interesting to see where everybody decides to park
Apple
their money.
Apple TV or their Apple original programming?
No, it's called Apple Plus. So it's their TV subscription service. So they'll have their own programming.
That's what I'm saying. So they'll do first run programming like Netflix?
I think they're going to do that same thing that all those guys are doing, where it's like, oh, you have to have Hulu if you want to watch Handmaid's Tale. Oh, you have to have Prime if you want to watch The Boys.
So what else do we need on a phone? You're at Apple 11, you're dreaming it up. What do you want? What is not?
That's a good
need
question.
It folded. The new ones are folding. Foldable is a problem.
Yeah, very much so. And it would make sense that it's a problem.
But aren't you pretty happy?
5G.
A smartphone is already delivering more than any of us could dream.
Yeah.
Could even fathom 10 years ago.
If anything, I would like a bigger screen like what you have. I feel like mine's just too small and thick.
Which one do you have?
An Apple. I have a 7.
I have a 6.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy. I think yours is going obsolete.
If we're
trying not to buy into the hype.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, when you spend $1,000 on a phone, well, you should be able to get some value out of it.
Until it breaks.
A story about a month ago that Apple was rolling out a new upgrade this month that would basically render those devices unworkable.
But you got to upgrade. You're not forced to upgrade.
You're not? Okay.
No, God, no. Yeah, you can leave it the way it is.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
We have an Apple 6 now, so I don't know.
It feels like the bloom is off the rose a little bit of, remember Apple shares last year were falling because they were saying everyone in the world already has a smartphone.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of the market can you keep pounding out? So then now you got to get people who already have smartphones to replace them.
Yeah.
But I think most people now put up with what they got. Everybody's got something pretty good. Everybody out there is on their 6th, 7th, 8th phone of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine's got the cracked screen forever. Like, what percentage of Americans have a smartphone with a cracked screen?
That's a uniquely Apple problem.
But it is a common thing still. People will show you pictures like, oh, have you seen the photos from our vacation? And you're looking through the cracked screen. And you know, you always play, brand goes the same place. Did you guys get in a fight? Did you throw your phone?
She's like, no, I just dropped it. The kids were trying to play whatever.
So mine's been cracked forever, and it's an old iPhone 6. But what amazes me is how often I drop it now, and it doesn't crack more. That's what's more fascinating to me. I drop this thing all the time.
Do you really? Okay.
And every time I drop it, I kind of think, ooh, be broken. Be broken more. And it doesn't.
I don't know. I didn't think those phones are supposed to. Oh, you're a 6, though, because they started doing those Gorilla Glass or whatever on all of them.
This seems to have Gorilla Glass. This thing only got broke because it was on a camp trip and it got set down on a rock and somebody stepped on it.
Oh. Ooh.
So it had to get...
Something had to break.
Yes.
Oh, well, sharp. It took a sharp corner, but okay, man, I can drop this thing from space and it doesn't break. Anyway, new phones come out today. Get excited.
Yeah, I just don't know what I would want more so of what I... Like, Wylene has a newer phone at the house and her camera's just fantastic. You know, so.
Those cameras that they, I mean, that's the big thing. It's the cameras that everybody wants, the best camera that you can have. And then it's all about the 5G right now. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed during like the NFL games, they're all rolling it out. Like, we're going to be airing in 5G in all these stadiums and everything. Like, how is that even different than what we have now? It seems fast now. Like, what's,
I don't know,
faster?
Must be something, yeah.
I guess once we find out, we won't be able to go back. Then we'll be like, I mean, remember when we lived in 4G? Ugh, it was like stone ages. Well, a good man may not be that hard to find, but a good rich man apparently is. They did a study about finding a compatible marriage partner, and women are finding it harder and harder to find somebody that is economically attractive or
meaning
compatible.
Making enough money, right?
For them.
To them.
Yeah. Wow. So they did like this, basically the sample where they put out fake profiles to see, and they say that people with more well-off profiles fared better than alternatives. I'm like, well, obviously. Like,
still, well, women are still looking for, quote unquote, a provider. And I don't think to necessarily take care of them, but to help. And I don't know if guys necessarily do that. I'm just saying this from my own perspective.
Yeah.
That when I'm out there dating, I don't think, ooh, I wonder what she does for a living. I mean, you're all interested.
Yeah.
But right. I'm not looking for like, oh my God, TikTok. Like I'm running out of time to find a lady to take care of me. I know. And I think there is still some of that DNA of ladies being like, well, I got to find, I mean, he's got to have a good job. I don't want to date some loser where I don't define the woman by the job.
Well, and I also think that a stable job is probably indicative of other things that are stable about someone. I mean, somebody who is going without, you know, going long stretches without employment or in between jobs or constantly changing jobs. I mean, it's sort of like a flag is about possibly their personality that might not sink.
Well, at our
yours.
Age, it would be glaringly, obviously. We've sort of aged out of those problems. I'm saying if you guys were single today, you wouldn't be running into people that like, she doesn't have a job.
No.
I would love to have that problem. I would love to have those younger gals still willing to date me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she pulled a couple doubles last week. She is only 22. Let's be honest.
Yeah, she's got a long way to go. All right. So ladies are looking for the sugar daddy a little bit.
Yeah, people who are more more likely to be employed, more likely to have college degrees, bachelors who, you know, had jobs and money. Those fake profiles fared a lot better than their friends who apparently
did. I'm going to talk to somebody who's dumped somebody for this.
Those dating profiles that you see that people put on Tinder and stuff and Bumble, yeah. That so many women have the don't. There's a don't right at the top.
What does that mean?
Don't
just,
what?
They're trying to run off, you know, don't contact me if you just want to hook up, you know, not looking for a whatever.
I just always
look at that
for?
And I'm saying that's negativity.
Okay, yeah.
And a dating profile should take off the negativity. To me, that feels like you're speaking to like an ex. Remember, you're never supposed to talk about an ex.
Yeah.
If I put on a dating profile, I don't want a girl with kids and it's
red hair.
You know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. There's specifics you need to do. I mean, I've always thought that you don't crop people out of pictures.
Yeah, but what if it's your good picture? There's a lot of them where it's like, well, she looks cute there.
I know.
And maybe that's her ex.
I know.
The confusing ones are the girls that like to put, or women, they put them and their best friend in like all four of their profile pictures.
You're
like,
that's confusing.
Which one is you?
That's by design. You? That I've always felt that's by design.
Because you're like, is it the cute? I assume that's your cute friend or did you front? I don't know.
Generally, it's not. Sorry.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on.
I mean, come on. I don't understand.
You never know. Maybe she
that.
Is the cuter one and she was putting the less cute one picture.
To make her look cuter?
Exactly. Like the idea of the
with my ugly friends make me better.
It's right when you're waiting for her to respond and you're like, please be the one on the left. Be the one on the left. Be the one on the left. Comes right back. That's me on the right.
You're like
no. No. Come on now.
Is your friend single? That's my daughter.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't even.
She's
think
working
about
a double.
That.
She's 22.
The double. All right, your call is 938-9400. That's in.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Julie, do you have a? Are you getting a new iPhone? What are you doing?
Well, I just got one a couple months ago, and as I was sitting there complaining to myself, like, oh, my God, this thing's so expensive, I had to step back and go, okay, I don't have a home phone anymore because I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to carry my computer around with me because I have one on my phone. Let's see. What else have I eliminated that I don't have to have as a hassle? And now I can do everything on my phone, which is good and bad socially. So, I don't know. I don't think it's something that I never thought I would be able to do, which is a plus. But, you know, we all spend money on stupid stuff that isn't more of a luxury than a necessity. But I kind of think this one's the smartphones are kind of turning into both, actually.
Yeah, it's something you can't live without. I mean, it really is.
Well, it's your brain.
You can't. You can live without it. You can find a regular phone. You can keep your home phone. You can use your computer. But in all honesty, it's the ease of having it at your fingertips when you need it.
Yeah.
You know, I was somewhere a couple weeks ago, and the guy's like, they were giving me directions, like verbally giving me directions. And it was, you know, a person that was over 70, and their daughter, who's my age, says, she can Google it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what it's come to. Like people you don't need any directions from someone anymore. You can just say, oh, I'll Google it. I'll put it in my GPS.
That's it.
Which is good and bad. You know, there's a flip side to toss of the coin to everything. It's just how you use it and still continue to be social.
Yeah, I was just talking to a friend who went and got an Atlas because they didn't want to, you know, they wanted to use their Atlas. And when they went to go get the Atlas, the person behind the counter didn't know what they were talking
about. What an Atlas is.
Oh, wow.
Well, you got to think, when was the last time they get updated, too?
Exactly.
You can still pull off of those roadside stops.
Yeah.
You
know, on the highway, and
they have like a sweet old lady in there, and then a bunch of maps. But you're like, how much longer is that going to be there, and how updated would those maps be?
Yeah.
But I will say, just as somebody who was wandering around a city that I'd never been to, Google, I would love to have been able to ask a person because Google was super confusing. it was a weird old city. So it's like all these strange little streets where it's like, I don't know where I'm at on this Google map, but if somebody had just told me, go down the street, turn left at the Starbucks. Exactly. That I would have known.
Exactly.
One of those Google like Earth trucks was driving around Midtown last night at night.
Was it really?
And it has lights all around it.
Yeah.
So it flashes and it's taking pictures. And I'm wondering, I'm like, are they now starting to map the world of what it looks like at night? So if you were driving around a town at night and you don't know, I don't know what it was.
But guess you could.
It was doing like lazy circles around the neighborhood with all these lights flashing on it, taking pictures, and it had some kind of Google deal or whatever.
Hey, Julie, thanks for sharing. We appreciate your call. We appreciate you, actually.
You.
Okay, take care, dear. All right. It's 729-938-9400. We'll check on traffic.
And yeah, we got halfway to St. Patty's Day for Project Harmony is this Friday. So if people want to go, we're going to speak with Angela Rober up next and chat about it.
All right, stay with us.
Let's get this started. Because I need you now. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yeah, Friday we got a St. Patty's Day celebration. We don't have to wait till March. It's halfway to St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves a good party. We got Angela in here from Project Harmony.
Hello.
This is your yearly fundraiser, and it is a massive party out of Champions Run.
It's a huge party.
How many years have you guys done this?
This is our 15th year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so anyone who wants to support Project Harmony, which is an amazing resource in town, all you got to do is come party. And yes. I think like non-Irish people love St. Patty's Day even more than the Irish.
It's just a lot of fun. I mean, this is a chance for you to come out and wear your green and enjoy some Irish food and dancing. And
so people can still get tickets. And here's the deal. They turn Champions Run into Ireland.
I mean, absolutely.
It's the food, it's the drink, it's the green, and tons of great prizes.
Yeah. I mean, there's door prizes. Everybody has a chance of winning some phenomenal door prizes. We even have stations of games that kind of represent each of the counties in Ireland. And we have Irish food. We have your drinks. We have the Confidentials are playing. So it's this Friday, September 13th at Champions Run from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. Casual evening hosted by the Project Harmony Service League, and it provides guests from 21 to 101 the chance to enjoy a relaxed Friday evening of friendship and fun.
So how does somebody win that ticket?
Come hang with us.
Not the ticket to the, yeah, I guess.
So here's the two big prizes. A trip to Ireland, which is a $5,000 value, and the pot of gold, which is $2,500 in cash.
Yes. Those are our two big raffle ticket prizes.
And I love the little games that they play, like the Ring of Kerry and all that kind of stuff. And I'm Irish. I didn't really even fully realize the Ring of Kerry until going to Ireland. Going around the Ring of Kerry, you know, the places that you visit, you know, the beautiful areas of Ireland. So people can win that by getting a raffle ticket at the event, but they could also go online and buy
raffle
tickets.
You can buy the raffle tickets online right now. So it's $25 per ticket or $100 for five tickets. You do not need to be present to win.
Okay. All right.
So just go to projectharmony.com and follow the links. But
yeah, go to the event page, go to halfway to St. Patrick's Day and purchase your tickets and your raffle tickets.
All right, tell us a little bit about Project Harmony, people that aren't familiar with what you guys do there.
Absolutely. Project Harmony is the resource in the community for child abuse services and training in the Omaha metro area and surrounding communities. We help community members protect and support the most vulnerable among us, restoring courage, facilitating healing, and empowering the community members to be someone in the life of a child. So we see all child abuse cases in the Douglas and Sarpy County area, as well as 16 counties in Southwest Iowa.
Okay.
They have a tough job over there. Sweet. Like, I always feel every year when we do this event, I'm like, you guys deserve to blow off some steam.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing resource, but the numbers and stuff, the reality is pretty sobering stuff. So you're helping Project Harmony just by buying a ticket and getting your fun party friends and coming out to Champions. That's all we're asking people to do is show up and have fun.
Absolutely. Just come and have fun with us.
Whiskey tasting.
Yes, back by popular demand is the whiskey tasting.
Well, heck yeah.
So the whiskey tasting is in addition. It's an extra $10 for that ticket, but you will not be disappointed.
Okay. You can kiss the Blarney Stone in County Cork, that's the famous story that if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the gift of gab.
Oh boy.
I think I kissed it.
Maybe I can dress up like a rock, like a Blarney Stone, and run around there like a little kissing booth.
And everybody will chase after you.
Yeah.
No. We usually don't need to kiss the stone. We just need to give Party one White Claw.
That's all I need.
This is, will be a white, is this a White Claw free zone?
No, God, no. You better not be.
People can putt for prizes in County Galway.
Yeah.
You can win a bottle of Irish whiskey at the Ring of Kerry and sample whiskey in County Dublin. So it's fun stuff.
Right. All right. So again, projectharmony.com.
Yes.
Get your tickets right there. Thanks for coming in.
Wear your green.
Thank you. Yes, wear your green. Do not forget. The first 300 people through the door will get a free event t-shirt. This event attracts more than 500 people.
Wow.
The event keeps growing each year. So get there early, get your t-shirt, and have some fun.
And get ready to get on the dance floor because Confidentials gets everybody out there.
Absolutely.
I'm emceeing it, so we'll be yelling at everybody to get people to come out.
All right. The Confidentials are fun, too.
Oh, that's they're a great band.
That's a great band. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Kate from work's going to be there. She's excited for it. So wear your green and come out to Project Harmony's halfway to St. Paddy's Day this Friday at Champions.
Can't believe it's already halfway to St. Paddy's Day. Jeez.
The year is flying.
Yeah, it is. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Friday.
See ya.
Molly, we got news coming up, celebrity news.
Angelina Jolie looking to adopt again.
Ooh, is she really?
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right. Good. 747, your high is going to reach about 86 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're going to see about 89 for the high.
And again, if you were like, hey, what was that Irish thing? I want to win that trip. Remember, raffle tickets can be purchased and you don't have to be present to win. So I could draw your name on Friday and you can win a trip to Ireland.
Very cool.
Go to projectharmony.com. And click on the deal to fill out the form to get some raffle tickets, man. Take a stab at it. A $5,000 trip to Ireland, or you can win a pot of gold, which is $2,500 in cash.
That's awesome.
Tickets are $25 each or five for $100. And you don't have to be present. But we'd love to see you out there in your green.
It's a party,
so come
man.
Party with us, yeah.
You know, and it's a Friday, which adds to the party a little bit. All right, Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Angelina Jolie is ready to adopt again. She's 44, just dropped off her son Maddox, 18, at college, but that is just leaving her with a little empty nest feeling.
Where's he
apparently
going to school? Little baby?
South Korea.
Oh, baby, really? Maddox. That's the one that split up her and Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah, they were together and they were splitting up and she went through with the adoption anyway. So Maddox was like the first child that she became the mother
wasn't
of.
He was involved with the almost like the little argument between Brad Pitt and
that
and
was
her,
the
right?
rumor that there was that some was. Sort of thing between Maddox and Brad Pitt on that private plane a few Septembers ago, which led to the downfall of Brangelina. I don't know if he really feels that close to Brad. But
I can't believe that there was ever teams. Team Jen or Team Angelina. Like, who would take her side?
I don't know, because it was so obvious that there was crossover.
Don't you think
I mean,
she's
I know that they claim.
I'm saying, like, if this was the lady squad and you had two.
Yes.
Isn't Angelina Jolie intimidating to everyone? Men and women were all scared of her?
I feel like Billie Eilish's Bad Girl, or I'm a Bad Guy, is about Angelina Jolie. Like, the idea of, like, I'm a bad guy. Like, it's just, I don't think she knows that she's that intimidating. Or maybe she does, and maybe.
If you guys want to watch Wear Out
Loves
of
it, yeah.
Of a movie, it's the last movie that Angelina and Brad Pitt were in together. It's called By the Sea.
I don't want to watch
it. It's on cable all the time, and it is so hard and depressing to watch.
That was their breakup, and that was the start of it all. Kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith was their
every
start.
Every time it's on, I watch it, and I'm like, is that what she's really like when she's sad? Because it's like somebody you can't make happy.
Oh. I could see that. She seems like somebody that would just throw herself into an emotion and really, really feel it 150%.
You know, where someone's just throwing everything at you to try and make you happy. Hey, I brought you ribs and lobster. And I'm like, oh, too bad I'm not very hungry today. You know, whether you're just trying to do anything to make you happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like she wasn't acting.
Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy are going to go on tour together. This has been relentlessly teased by the three groups, but they're expected to announce their joint Hella Mega Tour tomorrow.
When do they hit the road? Is it like a spring, summer tour?
Don't know the dates on when they're going to go on tour, but the idea is that it would be Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy together.
Okay. I've seen Green Day. I've seen Weezer.
So I assume Fall Out Boy opens for Weezer, who opens for Green Day, or does Fall Out Boy open for Green Day, who opens for Weezer?
I would wonder who the top headliner would be between Green Day and Weezer. I would say Weezer probably has more traction now. Green Day kind of got sidelined a little while ago with Billy Joe Armstrong's substance
abuse.
Well,
looking from where the photos are that they're putting out there, I don't know. I think Green Day might be the headliner, but
I mean, they're the bigger, I mean, they're for sure like the bigger rock band. Harry Styles decided to pass on The Little Mermaid because he wants to focus on music. He was, you know, it was all lined up for him to be in the Disney upcoming live adaptation of The Little Mermaid as Prince Eric. But apparently Harry has other plans. He wants to stick to just doing music. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are getting ready for Bad Boys for Life. It's Bad Boy. It's after 16 years after the release of Bad Boys 2. They're coming back out. I haven't seen Martin Lawrence in... I think since Bad Boys 2.
I think 16 years that's ago. Everybody can could agree with that. I don't know what Martin Lawrence has been doing. But that Bad Boys series is great.
Yeah, they're funny together. Bad Boys for Life, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. The trailer is dropping, and it looks like it's coming out January 17th, 2020. So in just a couple months. Will Smith's been busy. I mean, he just played Genie in the Disney live action of Aladdin. I mean, and those were big slippers to fill because
did
it was the...
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's great. It's just, it's like, that's Robin Williams' role, Genie. You know? Yeah. I mean, and that is like, that's a tough standard to come in and try to top. But, I mean, God bless. Will Smith's got the charm to do it.
And that's his real body, right? He's really roped like that.
And blue. Oh, I did not realize that all this time he had not been...
Blue was weird. He looked weird blue.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
Channel 94.1.